All right, welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here on a beautiful Sunday in Melbourne. Adam Rosenbach's just got in the car.
Put my mic on, mate.
Just commenting on my car, which is, yeah, the second car, which is a Golf, but it's falling apart.
Well, the glove box cover has fallen off. Can you actually open the glove box?
No, you can't, mate, don't. My wife wants me to get rid of the car, but I love it. It's easy to park. It's small.
Yeah.
It's, you know, nifty.
It's very nifty.
But it is a bit dangerous.
It's pretty full on that back in the days when they made a car that had a whole compartment for your gloves.
Yeah, that's actually a good observation.
Like,
mate, you should be doing that in stand-up. Open with that today.
You reckon?
So what are we doing? It's such a beautiful day, and we're going to do a charity gig.
I actually don't know the details. I was going to ask you.
It's a guy who... Let me tell you, it's a guy who walked from, let me have a look, hang on. It's a fundraiser.
Okay.
Homecoming, Murray to Melbourne event. There we go. This guy,
so he's walked
for mental health, for youth mental health.
Okay.
Piercy's Pledge. So this guy, who's a friend of Whitney's from Triple M, who works at Triple M,
yep,
you know,
yep.
Who's a producer on Lloyd Kennedy. So he's from Kyneton originally.
Okay.
And he fell 20 stories.
20 stories?
Yeah, he fell off a balcony. Yeah, and survived. And then...
Jesus!
Obviously, that was a big... Open with all of this stuff. And that was obviously a... You know, that's when you fall 20 stories, that's a major event in your life. You're not just getting up and going, I work tomorrow. So he...
You'd probably roll your ankle.
Yeah, well, he was really damaged, obviously. We'll get confirmation on the 20 story. It might be 12. I might be talking about
it. But you're double figuring.
I was definitely double figuring. I think it was 8. I'm pretty sure it was 12 or 20.
Like, that's you're defying death. Like, he should have been dead.
Yeah, and so then he recuperated, and then and obviously had his ups and downs, lying in traction.
Don't say ups and downs.
Oh, you don't say ups and downs. I got to get rid of all my It's Raining Men jokes.
Your balcony falling
gags. Balcony falling gags. Planking's out.
Yep.
Planking's out. You'd be surprised how many gigs that we do, and then...
Oh, mate, as you're saying it, you're like, fuck, how do I get out of this?
Yeah, well, like when I did St. Pat's in Ballarat, a fundraiser for the parents, and the guy goes, you realise... Well, it doesn't start off great when Tom Segert goes, I love all the ribbons on the front fence. Is that for Valentine's Day? What's that for?
No, you've got to be careful.
The guy goes, that's for the survivors of... Because St. Pat's was the child molesting capital of Ballarat.
Right.
That was where Pal was. And anyway, he goes, so please don't do any jokes about pedophilia. I'm like, I got no jokes about that. Then I start my routine, and it's all about how I hide in the bushes and stuff and
push other people's
kids on the swings. I have to cut it short. So anyway, this guy, to raise awareness for mental health, has walked from the Murray River to Williamstown. So for people that don't know, that's the border of New South Wales to Melbourne.
So you're talking about 350, 400 Ks, probably.
Yeah, and he's had people join him and people donate money, and he's raised a lot of money, this guy. Sorry, we got interrupted because of my faulty car.
So when I was in Afghanistan and I was doing, you know, a bit about me going to hospital and with anaphylaxis, and you're just looking at all these dudes who've been shot at, and you know they would have lost mates over there, and you know as you're saying it, you're like, oh, fucking hell,
So I lame. Feel like an idiot.
Yeah,
first world problems, mate.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you know when someone says you don't swear, and so you're in the middle of the routine and you haven't really thought it all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to a bit where you're like, well, that needs a fuck.
Yeah.
You can't say anything else than that. And you're just so hamstrung and you look like an idiot.
Well, it's okay, because you've had a lot of experience now, but I remember doing a very early gig at... It was actually Heath, who does Randy the Puppet.
Yep.
Was at his Catholic school in Kyneton, speaking of Kyneton.
Yep.
And I would have only had a good 10 minutes... Stretch it out to... I've been doing comedy for a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was in the middle of a gym with nuns on the, watching us. And so I would honestly get to routines and just stop them halfway and just go, oh, anyway, I can't finish that one. But you feel bad. I was... A group of people in wheelchairs came to see the show I do at the Grandview.
Yep.
And I was trying to make conversation with him. I said, yeah, I was in a wheelchair for a couple of weeks when I broke my leg. Yeah. The guy goes, oh, poor you, he says. This guy,
yeah, right.
They're permanently in wheelchairs.
It's fucking hard. I tell you what, though. Tell you what's hard, mate. He's doing these fucking early afternoon gigs. I hate afternoon gigs. I'm hungover.
What were you doing last night?
So I was on at the Comics Lounge with Lawrence Mooney. And,
oh, God.
So we went out and had a few beers afterwards.
Yeah, and, right. Yeah. Say no more.
Yeah. So it's just like, this is like a breakfast gig for me. So I know you got kids and you've been up for hours.
I've been up, and I didn't gig last night, so I'm fresh.
When's the last time you didn't do a Saturday night?
Oh, ages ago, but it just worked out that way. Yep. So we went to a neighbour's house for a barbecue with some other people.
How was that? Did you wish you were gigging?
Yeah, probably, yes. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. But Friday night I did the Dandenong Bowls Club, which was a highlight. No, they were great.
I don't know whether it was Dandenong, but I did one out that way, like Upway or something like that, and I had a routine because they paid me with a check.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's quite common at bowls club and rotary clubs. You get a check. Yeah.
I can't, like, my dad still uses checks. I don't understand them, but that was the last time I was just like, what the fuck are you doing, mate?
What am I doing with a check?
Yeah. Now I got to go to the bank.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's quite, oh, yeah, Dandenong bowls, they were great. There was a guy bigger than me with the big sort of moustache, the big...
handlebar.
Yeah, handlebar, but yeah, really out of control. And I said, he was wearing his Dandenong bowl shirt, and I walked towards him. I said, mate, I wonder what you do for a job. I said, I'm going to be disappointed if you work in IT. And he worked at the cemetery.
Oh, really?
I said, do you do the grave digging? He goes, no, I work in the warehouse. I said, what's in the warehouse? Yeah. He goes, coffins and matches. That's pretty funny, isn't it? It's
very funny.
Very funny. And then I was talking about how we used to smoke at work, and I go, did you used to smoke at work? Apart from the obvious smoke you've got going all the time.
Yeah.
At the crematorium. Yeah, anyway, comedy gold. Well, I don't know what this gig will be like. It could be anything.
Is it a mixture of male and female? It will be, won't
it? Yeah, yeah.
That's all right. I always prefer that. You know what? Just blokes.
Blokes, yeah. But it's also...
Because just blokes, I find it judgy.
I know. I prefer just blokes than all women. I've had all women a few times.
Okay.
And there's a lot of noise.
Yep.
And a lot of yelling out and getting involved.
Okay.
And stuff like, ask Sandra about that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, my stand-up's the point of view of a male husband and father... And they're like, they do all that. Oh, yeah, poor you. Oh. And you often get, at footy clubs, you get three generations of women, and they all... Yeah, anyway.
They're united.
Whereas the blokes are more... Yeah, I find blokes easier, but I prefer... Obviously, we prefer mixed crowd.
Absolutely.
Prefer mixed crowd. We're not weirdos. No. We're on men and women.
I had someone in the crowd on Thursday night, so... I was talking to her husband in the crowd, doing a bit of crowd work, and then she hit me. I was like, oh, you know, how are you? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm all right. And I was like, what's going on? She had like a sleeve thing on her arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I said, what's going on with your arm? And she said, you don't want to know. I was like, okay. And then she just said, stage 4 cancer. I was like, okay, you said I didn't want to know, and now you told me. And then it was just like, fuck.
It's hard to get back from that, isn't it?
We can't. It was just such a handbrake, and I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of went, all right, well, that's fucked.
Anyway, here's Lawrence Mooney. Yeah, all right, bring me on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I remember at the comedy club, a woman's phone rang and I grabbed it and she said, don't, it's my daughter and she's in hospital. I'm like, oh, okay, I just handed it back. Oh, okay, take the call. And it was very early on in mobile world. There weren't that many mobiles around.
But maybe... Don't sit in the front.
Yeah.
If you're that concerned about your daughter,
well, don't go to the comedy. Don't go see David Strasman, the puppet guy. I'm sure if you rang up, you could change those tickets.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was pretty good with his Chucky and Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear.
That's who I was supporting. All right, well, keep listening because we will be back after the gig to let you know how it went. Because honestly, during the day, a charity gig.
They offered us lunch, and I said no because you'd have to get there really early for it. And I'm like, fuck that. I want to get there as late as we possibly can.
Yeah, well, of course.
Two, I just had brekkie.
Yeah.
And the time is at 1:30.
And I'm off the carb, so I need a healthy lunch. And I don't think it'll be healthy.
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
We'll catch you later.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll be in touch. All right, you're back on the debrief with Adam Rosenbach, Dave O'Neill here. We've just done the charity gig, and it was a bit of a...
Shitfire.
Shitfire's a good word for it.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I mean, the guy is amazing what happened to him. He did fall from 22 stories.
That's incredible.
Jacob, and he had... and he said he was trying to kill himself after a Bucks night.
Yeah.
And so...
Would you blame you or the Bucks?
Oh, you feel bad.
Yeah. You feel bad. Hell, I thought I had a good night.
Yeah, and so he was in a wheelchair for 3 months, broke, the legs were bad, the back was broken, and then to raise awareness and stuff, he did this walk. Do you reckon he go over this bridge?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it was an amazing story, but amazing stories often don't make great gigs.
No, so we walked in as he was finishing up. And then Nathan Thompson, he spoke, and
but then people weren't really listening to him either.
No, I was going to say people didn't really pay much attention to him either. And then they had a break, and then we were on, and you could just see, you just knew it was going to be a disaster.
Yeah, it was a big room. It's a big. The Port Melbourne Football Club's a big. Do you reckon we get out of here? We're in Fisherman's Bend now. Oh yeah, we can get out of there.
Yep.
And but there were some people listening.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a mental blank in one bit. How long do you reckon I did? About
5 minutes.
Yeah, I kept pretty tight. You did what, about 12?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I reckon.
I was recording my album. It was going so well.
No, it was going well. I had a blank. I was just like, fuck. And then I just completely jumped to a different bit of material.
Sorry, things.
And,
yeah, you had a blank.
Yeah, and just was like, I haven't got time to, you know, work it through or stand there or talk to the crowd.
I stopped the routine and then because those jets flew over for the Grand Prix.
Yeah, that wasn't
helpful. And so I stopped the routine. I was going to do my new routine.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I thought, why not, you know?
I'll tell you why not, because you're in a room where no one's listening.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You do it. It's been going well at some gigs where they're listening. You do it where they're not listening. It'll just kill the routine in your head. You'll go, oh, no, that routine's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, the other thing I tend to do there is you just start shouting.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to do crowd control and you just look really unprofessional. Yeah. And you can see...
People talking.
Yeah, you can see people talking. You can see people not paying attention. And you're just like, why am I fucking here?
Yeah, I know. The last gig we did together was that one that was, again, similar, but not worse than that.
Where was it last? Oh, yeah, no, that was a lot worse.
Oh my god, we're back. Oh yeah, I know we're back.
Where are we?
Yeah, okay. We're trying to get on the freeway, but we just...
No, I reckon you should have gone right back there.
I should have
gone
right.
Yeah.
We're near the Vegemite factory.
Are we?
Yeah, the Vegemite factory's around here somewhere.
See, I don't know where we are.
Fisherman's Bend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, if you go... Oh, you know, no.
You know what you're doing?
No. I can see a sign.
Oh, yes, you're right. Yep, you're right.
Melbourne Airport.
Yeah, do you find... I mean, you started doing crowd work, which gets them involved.
Gets them involved. You also a bit more.
You also shush them at the start.
I shushed them at the start. Because I said, I've got an important announcement. And then I just did my classic opening line. Shh, gosh, I'm the stripper.
Yeah.
There's been a mix-up. It's great, right. Man. It's just... But, yeah, I did a bit of crowd work with his grandparents who didn't seem to know what was going on.
No, anyway. They were fucking... Kev was giving you fucking donuts.
Yeah, pretty old, I've got to say. Yeah. But if that was my dad, Kev, he would respond.
Yes.
Similar age.
Yeah, I thought they both gave you
nothing. No, they blanked me.
And then just before we were about to go on, a lady tumbled, like an older lady, tumbled over a little kid. So that was, we had
the
to wait for that.
The little kid was dressed as Spider-Man.
Yeah, and his fucking Spidey senses didn't see her coming, did they?
As you pointed out, Spidey's not handling it very well.
He's fucking bawling his eyes out, so we had to wait for him to settle down. Fucking hard enough.
Oh, God. Anyway, look, we did it. We're here. We're driving home.
We're heroes.
I bought a wristband for $20.
Good on you.
I'm down money.
Why are you wearing it?
I don't know. What happened to it?
You lost it.
Gave it to Spider-Man.
You lost it in the 5 minutes.
And also, there were kids rolling on the floor in front of us on the stage.
Yeah, they were getting rowdy when you were up there. It was really weird when you were on. The crowd noise would, like, peak.
Yeah,
and then it would drop.
Yeah,
and they'd listen. And you're like, oh, you've got them. And then you'd lose them again.
You never fully had them.
Nah.
Never fully had them.
It was very strange.
That's all right. They won't even remember we were there.
No, they won't. They won't.
It's all about Jacob and his walking, so...
It's a fair effort.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he walked from Barham, which is in the border, to down to Williamstown.
And we were chatting to him, and I said, he would have gone through some great places with some good meth.
Yeah, some ice.
Could have done the walk in a day if he really fucking wanted to.
You should have done it on stage.
I know. I was just like, fuck, too hungover, mate.
You're too hungover.
And then, you know, when they're not listening, you're like, oh, I can't be fucking...
Yeah.
Can't be fucking thinking.
Yeah. What am I doing here? What am I... To quote Radiohead, what am I doing here? I don't belong here.
That's Radiohead.
Because I'm a creep. Well, we don't have to include that line.
And then, yeah, the guy came up after the gig, like, immediately and tell you a joke.
An old joke.
Yeah. I think that guy, he'd had a few red wines.
Oh, yeah, Barry from Little River. That was his name. Barry, great Aussie name. Anyway, look, you've got other stuff going on. You're doing the comedy festival.
I am.
Best of.
Yeah, doing a best of because I'm working on a book at the moment, so I didn't have time to write some new stuff.
Book.
So, yeah.
Is it the Eurodad book? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so that comes out in August.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
So it's now called Paris and Other Disappointments.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right.
So it's with the publisher at the moment, and then I'll get it back with the editor.
Who's publishing it?
Penguin.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully it's an orange classic.
Demanded. You know, Morrissey demanded that his autobiography be an orange classic.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. I should demand that.
I don't think you got the weight of Morrissey behind you, but, you know. And Morrissey's book's just so... I mean, I love Morrissey and the Smiths, but you read his book and you go, I don't know if I like him anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's like... bitchy and interesting he doesn't talk about music that much. It's just like stuff like Robbie Williams left me a note on my front door, please work with me. It was very illegible. Is he a moron or what or something? Stuff like that. Like, oh my god.
No, you want the salacious shit. You want like the fucking Motley Crue biography.
Yeah is that the, good?
That's unbelievable. It's such a good read. I think they're doing a biopic on it, which, you know, will not be as good, but and apparently the Anthony Kiedis one is.
Yeah, that Stingo Scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read like the.
Scar Tissue, yeah.
Yeah, I've read. Because of the bands I like, I've read like the guy from Madness, which is not as.
Yeah.
You know, he's. Oh, his life was interesting.
Yeah, but, okay. I met the guy from the Happy Mondays last
week. Oh my god, Baz? No, Bez or.
Yeah, yeah.
The dancer?
Yeah.
Was he dancing with his maracas?
No, I'd met him at Cherry Bar in Melbourne.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because I've not.
He looks the same.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Yeah, one of my friends went and saw him and said it was really good because they just play for an hour. They do their album, their famous album. They yep. do Hallelujah and 24 Hour Party People.
Yep.
And that's it. Job done. And Bez comes out with his maracas.
Yeah, right. So I knew of them, but I didn't know them at all. And someone said, oh, you met this dude. And I went and had a look in the film clip and he was dancing around it.
Yeah, yeah. They were famous in the 90s.
The 90s, was it?
Yes, yeah,
90s. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so what? And Steve Coogan. I started comedy, I reckon not early 90s, late 80s.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, they, you know, there was like the New Order. They were part of that Manchester scene.
Yes. Yeah, and I watched that film clip and he was just dancing around like a fucking idiot, not doing anything.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah,
yeah, right. What a gig.
I know, and he's still doing it.
Of course he's still doing it. He just fucking doesn't do anything.
He's a vibe. What do you used to call himself? A vibe master or something?
Yeah, right. That's pretty funny.
Some great songs.
And the movie 24 Hour Party People, is that a good film?
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So
I do need to see
Steve Coogan's in that, and yeah, Happy Mondays are in that. New Order are in that. Yeah. Sean Ryder, that was Happy Mondays. Lead singer of Happy Mondays.
Yeah, I looked at a couple of their songs and I think that they're rubbish.
What's not sort of your music?
It is not my music. I went to Download Festival on Monday.
And who was playing there?
Who was Slayer's last tour through
Slayer.
Australia. Yeah, that was great. I saw an Australian band called Polaris, it's just a metal band. And Alice in Chains are on.
Alice in Chains.
So the new lead's in because their last one killed himself.
Yeah, right.
Or overdosed, I can't remember. And Judas Priest were on.
Oh, were they good?
I don't really like them, but they sounded good. I don't think they're very good, but
where did you see them?
So that was all at Download. So that was at Flemington Racecourse.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was good. It was a really good vibe. Good day.
Well, surely all their fans are getting older now. There's not
mate, there was a lot of fat balding.
Yeah, old guys.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being in the city once when Iron Maiden were there was an Iron Maiden show, and it was just like full of fat balding accountants wearing Iron Maiden t-shirts that they hadn't worn for a while, and then. Battle jackets that they hadn't worn.
Yeah, it didn't really fit.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been a battle jacket guy, would you?
No, a suede jacket. I had a suede jacket.
Okay.
Which is more your New Wave, Indie, yeah.
I never had the battle jacket. I always wanted one, but you'd see dudes outside. Do you remember a shop called Metal for Melbourne?
Yeah, of course.
They'd always be out there with, you know, the more patches. And yeah. You knew the more obscure German ones were the harder dudes with, like, Creator and...
I mean, yeah, I've never been a fan of metal, but I do just like some of the songs. I reckon are great songs. So, you know, like Ace of Spades and...
Yeah.
And Enter the Sandman. You know, I like those classic.
Yeah. Metallica are touring later this year.
Oh, so it's still got Lars and...
Yes, yeah.
I was telling someone the other day about that great documentary with...
Some Kind of Monster.
Oh,
it's one of the best docos you'll ever see, isn't it?
About the band, how they fight, and then
the therapist.
The therapist in his jumpers.
Yeah.
Who wears the worst jumpers you've ever seen.
And then they were doing, like, regimented times, like, they were just getting into the groove, and James Hetfield, the lead singer, goes, all right, I've got to go home.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just hit on something. He's like, nah,
they get a bass player from...
Suicidal Tendencies.
And they pay him $1 million up front.
Check, though. Who pays in check? So he couldn't have fun for 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah. What a gig. I wonder if he's still in the band.
He is.
Oh, is he?
Yep. So I was like a huge Metallica fan when I was younger, and then sort of drifted away after the Black Album.
Someone was telling me the other day that they're vegetarians. One of them's a big vegetarian.
Is that right? That'd probably be Kirk Hammett, the guitarist.
Drummer?
Oh, Lars.
Oh, anyway, he goes to the veggie bar in Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. He loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Someone must have seen it on his feed or somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Loves a bit of vegetarian spring roll, vegetarian nachos.
I mean, they are good.
You know.
I saw Metallica when they came out here last time. They were great.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were. They're just a really good stadium rock band, you know.
So it's still the same four guys then?
Since the Doco, yes.
Yeah, they haven't changed.
Because
the lead singer and the drummer fought, didn't they?
Yes. And then remember the old bass player that they got rid of?
Yes.
He was in a new band. They were called Echo Brain, which I always remember because it's
right.
So shit. And they went and saw him, and then he left before they could say g'day to him, and it was just, like, embarrassing.
Being in a band.
But I need to see Dig.
Oh, Dig, which is...
Danny Warhol's and Brian Jonestown
that's
Massacre.
That's meant to be amazing in terms of documentaries.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. My brother was telling me that's a really good one.
Yeah, I've heard that's awesome.
The guy was telling me at a barbecue last night, I've got to see Synth Britannia, which is all about the new wave bands.
Oh, yeah, you'd love that.
That was my heavy metal.
Yeah.
All that new wave stuff, I love it. We saw Midgeur from Ultravox at the Shopping Town Hotel.
In Doncaster?
Yeah, the guy who wrote Feed the World. Oh, no, Band-Aid. He wrote the Band-Aid one.
Really?
He wrote it. Yeah, he wrote it with Bob Geldof or whatever. Yeah, and he wrote Visage's Fade to Grey. He wrote Vienna.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some classics. And then imagine driving his car out to the Shopping Town Hotel. But people don't know, it's like a suburban pub in the shadow of a massive shopping centre in Doncaster.
Yeah, Westfield.
He was great, though. He just played all the hits. Oh, I loved it.
But imagine writing, like, Feed the World or whatever, which is one of the biggest songs ever, and you don't get a fucking cent from it.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, fucking charity. I should have kept that for myself.
Should have kept that tune.
Yeah.
Feed
Jesus.
The World. All right, you're on the debrief. We will return. Hey, this is Dave O'Neill.
And Glenn Robbins.
And we do a podcast called Somehow Related.
And we talk about two random topics that you wouldn't think were related, but in actual fact, they are.
Yes, it's a great podcast. We love it. We listen to it ourselves.
Come along, join in. Don't bet, don't gamble, but
don't
learn
Google.
Something. And if you go to a dinner party, you've got a perfect way to start a conversation.
So many facts to bore people with on this podcast. Tune in, Somehow Related. Back on the debrief, I'm going to ask you the questions I always ask, Adam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've been on the podcast. What went well and why? You know what went really well? Your last bit about masturbating.
It did, didn't it? They paid attention. It was unbelievable.
So maybe we should have just gone dirty from, even though there's like small children and old ladies, your bloody bit about masturbating killed.
Yeah, that was really strange, and I just did it for spite, basically. I was like, oh, I'm fucking over.
I basically said to you beforehand, oh... You said you were going to do it. I'm like, oh, really? Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. No, because I figured, like, it doesn't matter about the kids. They don't know.
No, they have no idea
what I'm talking about. And the oldies are just shocked. But, yeah, it went quite well and it left space. And it was a joke that I have to leave a gap for, and they didn't know and charged into it. So it was, yeah.
Yeah, a guy next to me with, one of the audience members goes, he's talking about masturbating. He's getting a great joy out of the fact that you were doing it.
So that would have been Probably the other highlight was walking out. Was pretty good.
What didn't go well?
There was a lot of chat. The sound wasn't fantastic. It was during the day.
Well, that leads to the organisational hazards.
Yes.
Sam was a bit tinny.
Yeah, it just felt like people weren't there. Like, they were there to celebrate the walk.
Yeah.
And they wanted to catch up with mates. So to have comedy on was kind of, like, unnecessary.
Unnecessary is a good, good
just
way of putting
have
it.
A band on and, you know, everyone was going to be there anyway. So it wasn't like they bought tickets because of us.
No.
And we were just, like, a little bit of
I'll guarantee you that no one bought a ticket because of us.
Yes.
I absolutely guarantee you.
And so we were kind of happy to do it, but we were just sort of unnecessary, really.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a kid's party and there's a cake, there's cheesels, there's twisties, and then someone brings out some spanakopita, and you're like, well, yeah, we don't really need that.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's going to eat the spanakopita. There's sausage rolls and party pies, guys.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
We were the spanakopita.
We were the spanakopita.
We were the healthy offering. how can we do better next time? How do you say no?
Yeah, perhaps. Although,
your book's coming. I just donate a book. I've got to donate my book.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Option off the book.
But I feel like it's good karma to do these kind of things to help out. And I don't know.
We might get gigs in Kyneton because Jacob's from Kyneton, which is a small town in Victoria. There's a lot of Kyneton people there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the Kyneton Football Club give us a call.
Okay. I look forward to that. Oh, me and you travelling up there. We can debrief on the way home from that. But what could they've done better was probably maybe just tried to shush people at the back.
Yeah,
people are at the back, they feel like they've escaped.
Yeah,
you're
true.
Sort of a bit you know, everyone should be all in. If you've got the comedians, then commit to it.
Exactly.
And, you know, show us some fucking respect.
Respect, man.
Yeah.
So you've got the festival coming up. You're doing the European.
Yes, I'm downstairs the European. I'm only doing 10 shows. So for the first week and a half, so I think it's like the 28th of March.
Oh, that'll be great.
6th of April.
And you've got the Junk Time podcast.
Yes, so that'll be back full on. Football starts this week, although I don't know when this comes out, but round one. It's Carlton Richmond, I'll be going to that one. And then the Front Bar's back on and Junk Time's flying. We just did a podcast with Nathan Buckley and...
Oh, great.
And Jack Higgins from Richmond and Isaac Smith from Hawthorne. Yeah, it was great fun. And Sam Pang was on. Adam Liao was on.
The chef.
The chef, yeah. He's a big Crows fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So you never know with footy, do you?
Yeah, people...
It's very hard to pick them.
Well, I guess, you know, if you brought up just... Yeah, I don't know. It's just very tribal, isn't it?
And South Australians, they do love their Crows or their, what is it? Port.
Power.
Port. Yeah. Port, mate. Port.
People hate Port. Like, you're either with Port or you hate Port.
My mother-in-law always maintains, she's a Geelong supporter, they got spat on by Port supporters there.
Is that right?
They got spat on.
Yeah, but what did she do? You know, there's two sides to every story, mate.
Fired up Port supporters.
Have you ever been spat on?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, but no. Like in the 70s or the, no, what I went, I wag school to go to the show to see the Sunny Boys, the band, with a guy called David Wookie, and we were walking under the chairlift and I got spat on from the chairlift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a huge thing fell on my head.
Yeah.
On my hair. That's awful.
That's fucking disgusting.
But no, not in comedy.
So not in aggression.
No, not in comedy. No, that was, I mean, that's what you used to do, go on the chairlift and spit on.
Oh, totally,
did that. But
no, you were stupid for walking under it.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah.
I was hoping it was a bird, but it wasn't.
Yeah, fuck. Bad day when you're hoping it's bird shit.
Have you been spat on?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, I've been punched on the football field, but no, spitting, you'd remember
full
it.
On.
Yeah, you'd
spitting
remember
is
that.
A full-on thing.
Like a guy at McDonald's spat at the in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Did he go to jail? He might have gone to jail for that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But you're like, how's your fucking... How much do you love your Maccas that you're spitting at the poor girl in the drive-thru window?
Yeah, that's not good. No. And those people on that cruise ship spat in the pool.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, there are a family that started trouble on a cruise ship. Oh, it was like last year. And they were
on a cruise ship.
They were spitting bogans on a cruise ship.
You've got to be kidding me.
I've never heard of it. They spat.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
I mean, the thing about that, though, when you think about, firstly, a cruise ship and a cruise ship pool, the amount of shit that is in that water anyway. The spitting, you're probably going, oh, that's not bad. But it's just the fact that you saw them do it and that go in. You're like, that's
I don't
disgusting.
Think they were even in the pool. They'd walk past and spit in it.
Yeah. Like, we know everyone's fucking urinating in it, but don't be so overt.
Anyway, it's been the debrief. What a day. It's still a beautiful day here in Melbourne.
It is a beautiful day.
Get out and go to the park. Okay. Come on, Adam Rosenberg, thanks for coming in. Remember, you can see him at the festival and also follow him on Twitter, the Junk Time Podcast.
we play a Happy Monday song on the way
out?
Oh,
we should play a bit of Happy Mondays, but I think I've lost my license to play music, but...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'll just sing it. Yippee, 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 yay, I got it done.
And I'm dancing.